and it's 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More airstrikes against insurgents in Iraq. The U.S. carrying out another strike in the Iraqi city of Fallujah, targeting a house where 10 members of a group linked to Al-Qaeda were thought to be meeting, at least 3 people killed. Far from the U.S. Gulf Coast, the impact of Hurricane Ivan still being felt today. Heavy rain and high winds destroying some homes in the southern Appalachians. 10 deaths there bring to 33 the number of people killed by the massive storm in the U.S. alone. The winds of Tropical Storm Jeanne are now down to 50 miles an hour. The storm hitting the Dominican Republic soon. Forecasters say it's expected to get stronger, though, by next week. The storm could hit the U.S. anywhere from Florida to the Carolinas. Another hurricane, another George W. Bush trip to the affected area. Bush said today he'll travel Sunday to the Gulf region hit hard by Hurricane Ivan. After Hurricanes Charley and Francis, Bush visited storm victims in Florida. Today, for the first time in a month, Bush heading back on the fundraising trail. He's attending events in Washington and North Carolina. John Kerry says congressional leaders believe the Bush administration plans a substantial call-up of reserves and guard units. He says it would take place immediately after the election. Kerry told a campaign rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the administration is hiding the fact until the election's over. The Democratic presidential candidate also today hit out at Vice President Cheney for continuing to get deferred compensation from Halliburton, the company that provides services for the military. Kerry says the payments to Cheney are about $2 million since they took office. He also says the administration's ignored Halliburton's overspending and waste in Iraq. The Kerry campaign sought to link Cheney and Halliburton to President Bush's management of military and security operations. Kerry said, "I'll make sure all government funds are properly accounted for." And he had two words for Halliburton. He said, "You're fired." A story you won't hear on the mass media from CapitolHillBlue.com. Confirmation the Army threatening American soldiers with immediate deployment to Iraq, along with involuntary extension of their tours of duty if they don't sign up for reenlistment right away. Those who don't sign face reassignment to combat units headed for the war zone. The Army confirms a reenlistment drive is underway. Military brass say no threats have been made, but hundreds of soldiers from the 3rd Brigade Combat Team at Fort Carson, Colorado, presented with that message in a reenlistment form in a series of assemblies. According to emails this week, the same message delivered to soldiers at other bases. A Fort Carson spokesman confirmed the assemblies and the form, which, if signed, would extend each soldier's tour with the 3rd Brigade. One soldier said that, "I don't think that we should be going back to Iraq. I served my time, and I don't want to go back to Iraq. I went through a lot of things for the Army that were not necessary and were risky." This is Air America Radio News.
Hey, over here, it's me, with a cable offer as sweet as my grandma's cheesecake. We're talking about a $9.95 installation of DTV, digital television from Time Warner Cable with access to more than 250 channels. And this month, DTV talks with a New York accent. Look what you got. 9 innings from Ground Zero on HBO, Growing Up Gotti on A&E, and Whoa, Cooking in Brooklyn on Discovery Home. All you gotta do, call 1-800-OK-CABLE, and you get installation of DTV for just $9.95. Order HBO or Cinemax, and your first month is free. On top of that, you'll get a 30-day free trial of HBO On Demand or Cinemax On Demand. Watch premium channel programming anytime you want, with the power to pause, rewind, and fast-forward. You can't do that with satellite. So look, just do it. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE. Don't miss out. Get the cable. 1-800-OK-CABLE. Offer expires 9/30/04. Available to new Time Warner Cable residential customers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-OK-CABLE.
Nice shot! Time out! basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on, Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back.
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do.
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. Please join me this and every Sunday evening when my guests and I talk about music, politics, and the world. We get to know our guests through not only their ideas, but through their favorite music.
Join me this Sunday for The Revolution Starts Now, when my guest will be Michael Fronte.
The show is called The Revolution Starts Now, and you're all invited to join up Sunday evenings on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. We are live and fully powered back up tonight after Hurricane Ivan knocked us off the air last night. Let me give another shout out to my Atlanta homies. Listening on WWAA 1690 AM here in the Atlanta area. All the bumper music tonight is by local group Kevin Kenny and Driving and Crying. So if you're a fan or if you've never heard of them, either way, you're in for a treat tonight, okay? And the focus tonight is Iraq to the 10th power. Talk about a quagmire. We're in it. It's like we can't get out. The death and destruction continues on our side, on their side. It's never ending. So we're going to be covering that tonight. The National Intelligence Report says Iraq is on the verge of civil war. A weapons report says, surprise, surprise, there never were any weapons in Iraq. Kofi Annan of the UN says our invasion was illegal. New information on Halliburton's rape of that nation and taxpayer dollars. How is it that Bush could have any lead in any poll with this kind of news? Once again, it's the fault of the media, because they are not reporting the truth. That's a shame. We'll get to that tonight as the program progresses. A couple of items here that caught my eye today. In Minnesota, what is it, Garrison Keillor talks about the land of Lutheran farmers, aren't they? Republican leaders are being asked by Democratic leaders in that state to denounce a Republican state lawmaker who urged Republicans to go to John Kerry political rallies and disrupt them. See, this is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans are bastards. They are bastards. They are liars. They are scum. All Republicans. Your mom is a Republican? Sorry. Democrats, on the other hand, say, look, if you want to come to the rally, come to the rally. Try to, you know, maintain a bit of decorum. If you want to shout something at the candidate will answer. But what Republican lead, a Republican legislator in Minnesota, some guy named Bill Quisel, K-U-I-S-L-E, Quisel, is that how you say it? He had sent an email to other Republicans in Olmsted County urging them to attend an event in Rochester, Minnesota, tonight, featuring singer Carole King and the group Minnesota Women for John Kerry. This little rat bastard provided the details of the event and said, if anyone can go and harass, it would be appreciated. And then he signed it. Bill Quisel. Weasel, Quisel, Quisel, whatever, K-U-I-S-L-E. The head of the Democratic Party in Minnesota, which is also referred to as the DFL, Democrat Farm Labor Party, the chairman there, Mike Erlandson, said, I call on the Republican Party and the campaign of Bush to reject this negative and hateful kind of politics. Well, Mike, you know and I know that's not going to happen, but I understand you know, the pro forma nature of your demand. That these rat bastards, these filthy, filthy scum, in Minnesota, go to the Carole King concert, go to this thing put together by Minnesota Women for John Kerry, and harass them. Quisel, who's a Republican from Rochester, Minnesota, and you folks living in Minnesota, well, you know, why don't you send this guy an email and just tell him, you know, how disgusting he is. He confirmed that he sent the email, but he said the word harass was not directed at women. He said he was simply referring to the standard counter-demonstrations in which people wave signs and make noise. Oh, does that happen at Bush rallies? No, it doesn't, because they are jailed. If somebody raises their voice in opposition, even perceived opposition, at a Bush rally, they are jailed. They are thrown out on the grass, even if it's not George Bush. How about Laura Bush? CNN reports it. Associated Press reports it. The Asbury Park Press in New Jersey reports it. The Toronto Star reports it. The headline on most of these say, Laura Bush heckled during campaign speech. This one says, woman disrupts Laura Bush speech in New Jersey. This one says, mother of GI killed in Iraq, arrested in chaotic scene. That's the only headline that is honest. And that's the one in the Asbury, New Jersey, Asbury Park Press in New Jersey. But the story, I'm sure you all know it now, the mother of a soldier killed in Iraq was arrested yesterday after interrupting a campaign speech by Laura Bush. She had a T-shirt with a message, President Bush, you killed my son. And according to CNN, her name is Sue Niederer. She yelled questions at the First Lady as the audience tried to drown her out by chanting, four more years, four more years. Now, it's my understanding most of the people in this audience were women. What is this? Randy Rhodes, is it Randy or is it Janine, refers to these people as just cult members. Republicans have become nothing more, nothing less than followers of a cult leader like Jim Jones, who led his 900, his followers to suicide. What kind of woman, mother, when one of her fellow mothers, another woman, says to the woman on the podium, Laura Bush, why did your husband send my son to die? And then they drowned her out by chanting four more years. In the first place, the four more years thing, which goes back to Nixon, is just so disgustingly banal. Four more years, four more years, kiss my ass, four more years, scratch my armpit, four more years, rub my head. I mean, what is it? What is that chant? It is the most brain-dead, non-thinking chant out there, isn't it? So a mother hollers out at the first lady who has put herself in a position. She's out there telling anyone who will listen that her husband did a good thing by slaughtering 30,000 Iraqis, by sending 1,000-plus Americans to their death based on lies. All of it lies. Every single bit of it a lie. So there's Laura Bush, who knows something about killing people, since she's killed at least one person that we know of, saying to, ignoring this woman, making apology, not apologies, but positive statements for her husband. Yes, well, you know. And here's this woman who lost her son, who has been going to, out in front of Congress, she's been going to rally, she's been trying, her scream of anguish. No, her son is no longer a fetus, so the Bush crime family doesn't give a damn. Her son became a child, and then a boy, and then a young man, and then George Bush sent him to his death. And the woman's upset. She said after she was hauled out by Secret Service thugs, she said she wanted to ask Laura Bush why the senators, the legislators, the congressmen, why aren't their children serving? My son was in the Army, she said. My son was in the Army. He was killed February 3rd this year. My son was in the Army. She was charged by the local police with defiant trespass and released. So a woman who has a legitimate pain racking her, her son's dead for Christ's sake, she's charged with defiant trespass. And this yahoo, this thug, this pissant out in Minnesota says to Republicans, go disrupt the Kerry rallies. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people?
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for Sears replacement windows.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766. And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Went past the hour. This is Air America Radio. Back just a moment to the scene in Hamilton, New Jersey, at a firehouse there. Laura Bush campaign event, and Sue Niederer wore a sweatshirt with a photo of her son, Army Lieutenant Seth DeVorin, that read, "President Bush, you killed my son." And she was surrounded, hustled out. She says, "I was pushed and shoved. They engulfed me. It wasn't plain ordinary folks, but people in suits with earphones." Yeah, that's who it would be. is the phone number here. Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just thinking about the type of woman who could allow a person as careless and as callous as Bush to send their sons to their death.
I don't get that. I just don't. How can women chant 4 more years and be willing to sacrifice children that came out of their womb? I don't mean to get too poetic here. It's difficult enough for a father, but let's face it, these are women who are being asked to sacrifice their sons for nothing, and they're willing to stand there and shriek 4 more years to drown out the grief of a mother who's made the ultimate sacrifice.
I think that it's more than fear, because fear would mean that they would actually try and protect the children by saying, "Go to Canada, go overseas, mm-hmm. I won't tell them where you are."
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to think that it's the same impulse that some women, when they hear that type of power, they just acquiesce. The way that when you were discussing the whole issue with the person who was fired from her job because she had a Harry sticker on her car,
uh-huh.
And you went into that Southern orientation speak,
mm-hmm.
And knowing that there are some women who want that type of comfort. and they are not going to say it in a way that just means limited only to, like, your sexual taste. They let it get infused into their entire life. It's like they want to follow what that war criminal Kissinger said, that power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
They forget the good sense that they need to take care of the rest of their lives. And somehow in Bush, they see this very big, very strong, very tough man. And it doesn't matter that he is not actually that man. He has the fetish clothes. He has the talk. He does the scene. He places it in this production that women know that, well, I don't really have to worry about him because he's not really that confident. But as far as he goes, I can think that he is. They can somehow give themselves over to that. And I could understand it if it were a truly strong president, but they're sort of making it work.
Yeah.
They're compensating. And the worst part of it is with that big, strong man and knowing that he could use that in a way that's more underhanded than Clinton's, like, Love Jones ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was just plain sensual McCullen. For Bush, he flat out said, or I think Picard said, that Bush considers the country to be around 10 years old.
Right.
What does that make the women who he wants to manipulate? I could use more barnyard terminology, but
mm-hmm. No,
what
I,
does it make those women?
Yeah, I understand. I understand. What a sad commentary. I realize what you are giving us here is fairly standard psychological responses that people can have. It explains a lot. It explains battered women. It explains the battered children. It explains the Stockholm Syndrome. I just can't believe that such a cowardly, useless man as George W. Bush is, in fact, is able to cause other people to think that he is some sort of a hero or brave or has any kind of a spine. Diane, let me move on. Thank you. I appreciate your insight.
Of course.
Thanks for checking in. Gregory is calling from New York City. Greg, welcome to the program.
How are you, Mike?
Doing fine.
And how's Molly and Kathy?
They're doing great.
I'm deeply hurt about that story in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
With comparing that with what that weasel wants to do in Minnesota, ask Republican voters to do.
Yeah.
Mike, I agree with you 150%. I don't know how much I hate those people. It's like that they're two different Americas, though.
Well, these are the brown shirts. This is the American equivalent of the brown shirts that developed in Germany in the late 20s and early 30s, last century. These were the people who were willing to drag Jews into the street and beat them senseless. These are the people also who are willing to give up their children to send them to Hitler youth camps to become part of this killing Aryan killing machine. This displays my naivety, what I'm going to say right now. I've said for years that fascism in this country is only a couple inches below the surface. If you dig down just a bit into the collective American psyche, you're going to find fascism. You're not going to find liberalism. You're not going to find collectivism. You're going to find fascism. And that's part of the sick, perverted, demonic genius of Karl Rove, is he understands that. Karl Rove, of anybody, this is a guy that I believe he started out Jewish and made a conversion to fundamentalist Christianity, which is Satan's religion. Fundamentalist Christianity is what the devil practices in the deepest bowels of hell. And Rove understands that that fascism is just below the surface in America. And by God, he lets his boy tap into it. And George, being the stupid schmuck that he is, he could care less. Like he said before, it'd be great to be a dictator as long as he's a dictator.
You're doing a great job, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, Gregory, thank you. Appreciate your call. All right, quick break here, folks. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. It's coming now. We'll be right back.
I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public, yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Most people know me for my voice, or my songs, or my hair. But most people don't know that 4 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and it wasn't the type of cancer you'd normally associate with a rock star lifestyle. It wasn't lung cancer, it wasn't liver cancer, it wasn't skin cancer. It was thyroid cancer, a cancer that today is the fastest growing fatal cancer in men. And the fastest growing cancer overall among women. A cancer that can strike anyone at any time. And as a singer, a cancer that is especially scary. It can seriously affect the vocal cords. But luckily, early detection saved my voice and my life. Ask your doctor to check your neck for thyroid cancer, whether you sing in Madison Square Garden or just in the shower. If you want to learn more about thyroid cancer, visit the Light of Life Foundation at checkyourneck.com. This is Rod Stewart. Thank you.
This message was brought to you by Genzyme Corporation, proud supporter of the Light of Life Foundation.
At 11:10 Central Monday.
That is gross!
Finally, a show that really stinks.
They're all dirty beasts.
Lifetime Television presents How Clean Is Your House? The disgusting...
Fix the cleaner.
Shocking new series.
She's sleeping on the cat poo.
Dawn Britton's Duchesses of Clean, Kim and Aggie. They'll transform the messiest homes in America into sparkling palaces.
Wow.
How Clean Is Your House? At 11:10 Central Monday, only on Lifetime.
That's disgusting.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Ring of Fire.
In New York City right now, you're not supposed to take pictures in the subway because it might help terrorists plan an attack. Meanwhile, right across the river, there's a toxic chemical plant that anyone could walk right into and blow the place sky high. I'm Mike Papantonio, and I hope you'll join me and Bobby Kennedy this Saturday on Ring of Fire. We're devoting our whole show to the critical national security issues that this administration is completely ignoring. Join Bobby and me Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Seven before the hour, we're covering a couple of these topics before we get to what I kind of want to focus on tonight, and that is the insanity of, literal insanity of Dick Cheney, and also the reports that have come out now, a couple of them back to back on Iraq. It is anyone with any sort of common sense or knowledge of international relations or warfare or insurgency, that is, anyone outside of the Bush administration, understands what we have gotten ourselves, what Bush has gotten us into in Iraq. And Bush continues to dance around the country with this insane gibberish that democracy's coming to Iraq. So we're going to get to that momentarily. Kelly is calling from Hamilton, New Jersey. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. This is actually the first time I've ever called into any one of these radio shows, but this whole thing just really got me pretty mad.
The woman at the rally at the lower.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I read in the paper this morning, our local paper, the Trenton Times.
Uh huh.
They ran a story on it. It was kind of buried back a couple of pages, but they quoted a local assemblyman, a Republican assemblyman,
mm-hmm.
named Bill Baroni, and basically what they said is what he said about this whole incident. He said that she really ought to find something to do with her time in reference to, you know, the woman who was arrested. You there?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to find out whether or not this guy has a son of military age and whether or not he'd be willing to send his son to Iraq, or whether or not he would be willing to take a weapon and go to Iraq? These cowardly bastards. God, I hate him, Kelly.
I know, man. It's terrible. I know he doesn't have any kids, I can tell you that, but, you know, it's just horrible what these people are doing. You know, I really don't even know what to say about it. It's just mm-hmm. disgusting, you know?
And people wonder sometimes why I compare Republicans to Nazis or brown shirts or the fascists that rose in Germany and Italy and Spain in the 20s and 30s and in Japan. These people have no respect for human life. They have no respect for anything decent. And to make a statement like that, she should have something better to do. Don't you want to get in his face and say, you sick bastard, her son was killed?
I know. It's sick. These people, they have no hearts, really. They have no feelings at all. It's just, like I said, I can't get over what he said. It just really disgusted me. I mean, it prompted me to call the show and everything like that. So I wanted to get this out there. I wanted, you know, people to know what these people are saying and what these people are thinking and how anyone can actually vote for someone like this. It's sick.
Yeah, I didn't have that story. That was in the Trenton newspaper?
The Trenton Times, yeah. You go to NJ.com.
And who's the, what's the assemblyman's name?
Bill Baroni. He's an assemblyman from the 14th District in New Jersey, a state assemblyman.
Yeah, Republican, of course. Yeah,
Republican, yeah.
All right, thanks for sharing that with us, Kelly.
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I hope you call in again.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. She should have better things to do with her time. That's what Dick Cheney said about Vietnam. He had better things to do with his time. God, it's hard not to repeat myself and say how much I hate these people. But John is calling from Houston, Texas. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi. One other thing on this woman from New Jersey. I heard in one of the news programs that one of the Republican women shouted to the woman, "Your son volunteered for it."
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'd like to see that woman give up her son to Bush. No, her. The woman in question, who lost her son volunteered to defend the country and to go into the army. Her son did not volunteer, obviously, to go die for some useless waste of human DNA like George W. Bush in a war that we have no business being in. So, but you try, see, that's too long. What I just said took me about 14, 15 seconds to say it, and the average Republican would not, you know, it would just be a sentence out of her mouth. Well, your son volunteered, and that's the end of it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that was just some, I was just stunned when I heard that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That's all I had, Mike, and keep up the good work. We love your show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you checking
all
in.
Right.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Wow. Okay, a couple more here. This is from West Virginia. Now, in 2000, West Virginians were told that a vote for Gore meant that Gore would come and take all the guns away from West Virginians. Period. Guess what it is this time? Associated Press says that the campaign mail with a return address, the Republican National Committee warns West Virginia voters that the Bible will be prohibited and men will marry men if liberals win in November. The literature from the Republican National Committee shows a Bible with the word banned across it, and a photo of a man on his knees placing a ring on the hand of another man with the word allowed. The mailing tells West Virginians to vote Republican to protect our families and defeat the liberal agenda. Don't you want to find the person who put this together and just, I mean, literally, just... I know you thought I was going to say it, huh? Oh, no, 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 no. I want to retain my broadcast license. But you understand what I'm saying here. Republican, this is why I say, and you agree, Republicans are liars. They are murderous, thieving, despicable, disgusting liars. And anybody who votes Republican or supports Republican or is married to a Republican or has a Republican in a family, you people should be ashamed of yourself. Because all Republicans are killers, liars, sneaks, murderers, thieves. They're just disgusting. And that's all Republicans. I don't care. I don't care if it's a moderate Republican. There is no such a thing. A Republican is a Republican. A snake is a snake. A pile of dog droppings on the sidewalk is a pile of dog droppings on the sidewalk. You don't sniff it and say, oh, that's a poodle. No, that's a Great Dane. Over there's a Cocker Spaniel. It's all dog droppings, right? That's Republicans. They're going to ban the Bible. How about that? The Bible will be, they will come into your homes. See, they told these moronic jackasses the last time that Gore would come in and take their guns. Now it's they're going to come in and take their Bibles. Then they're going to force men to marry men in West Virginia, for Christ's sake. How about that? Down there on the steps of the state capitol in Charleston, West Virginia, the men are going to line up, and they're going to get married one after another, and then they're going to get all the Bibles together, and everybody's going to urinate on them, and then they're going to douse them in gasoline and burn them! When asked about this mailing, Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie said that, I'm not aware of the mailing, but he said it could be the work of us here at the RNC. It wouldn't surprise me if we were mailing voters on the issue of same-sex marriage. Is that how you talk about the issue of same-sex marriage? The Republicans are also running radio ads in several states, including West Virginia, urging people to register to vote. The ad says, there's a line drawn in America today. On one side are the radicals trying to uproot our traditional values and our culture. They're fighting to hijack the institution of marriage, plotting to legalize partial birth abortion, and working to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance and force the worst of Hollywood on the rest of America. Are you on their side of the line? Jesus. It may be time to leave. I swear to Christ, it may be time to leave. Now, this. Two of these really sick demons who pose as messengers of some sort of brutal, bloodied Christ. I'm talking about James Dobson of Focus on the Family. What a sick puppy this guy is. And Donald Wildman of the American Family Association. Focus on the Family claims that Dobson, this sick old bastard's program, they claim they have 9 million listeners a week. I remember one time, where were we, Kathy? In Kentucky. We were sitting outside some kind of a convenience store in the parking lot. I think we had stopped to buy whiskey or something. And listening to the local radio up there, and they had Focus on the Family on Dobson. And it was just... I've heard it before, and I know who this punk ass is, but I had never, I can't believe, oh dear Jesus, I can't believe that people listen to this garbage, this drivel. I can't believe The so-called Christians are so willing to have the teachings of Jesus Christ so perverted and turned into just demonic, hate-filled rhetoric. It's just, you know, if there were a Jesus, just for the sheer hell of it, he would take up fiery swords and come down and lop these bastards' heads off and kick them into hell where demons would play soccer with them. If only any of it were true, huh? Anyway, these two, Dobson and Wildman, are now calling for a boycott of Crest toothpaste and Tide detergent. Why? Because on Procter & Gamble's website, internal website, now nothing they, you know, they're not mailing stuff to people. It's their internal website, Procter & Gamble. They have a statement that opposes a local statute in Cincinnati that would exempt gays and lesbians from civil rights protection. In other words, you can have civil rights protection, Mr. Black person, Mr. White person, Mr. Woman person, Miss Woman person, Mr. Man person, Mr. Jew person, Mr. Muslim person, Mr. Crippled person, Mr. See, everybody can have protection except gays and lesbians. Why? Because James Dobson, the sick thug, and Donald Wildman, the sicker thug, say, well, no, queers, you see, can't have it. Because if we signed on for queers to have equal rights, and it might turn out that I have homosexual tendencies, me, James Dobson, or me, Donald Wildman, and I can't let my sheep know that. I can't let them know that having a good romp with a naked man once in a while might straighten me out. I can't let them know that.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-581-4641. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-581-4641. 1-800-581-4641.
Hi, I'm Larry Meisterch. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s, and The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Minutes before the hour. So, James, don't talk to me about Queers Dobson of Focus on the Family, and Donald, I hate everybody, Wildman of the American Family Association, contend that because Procter & Gamble opposes a statute that would be added to the laws of the state of Ohio that says gays are not to be offered the same protections where it concerns hate crimes as any other minority group, because Procter & Gamble supports including gay people or people who happen to be gay in the category that offers civil rights protection, because Procter & Gamble, who probably has thousands of gays and or lesbians who work with Procter & Gamble and make them lots of money and keep their stock up, their stock price up, and on and on and on and on. Because of that, Procter & Gamble opposes legislation that would exempt gays from being included in civil rights protection. Now, obviously, management at Procter & Gamble understands that this is America 2004, and that if you're Jewish or Muslim or of color or gay or lesbian, you can be butchered, murdered, you can be killed. You can be beaten to a bloody pulp on the streets of America simply because you are Muslim or Muslim-looking or Jewish or Jewish-looking or of African descent or of African descent-looking or gay. You can be beaten to death. You can have gangs of white thugs attack you. So the American Nazi Party in Ohio is trying to place on the ballot a measure to amend Ohio's constitution to ban same-sex marriage. But in the city of Cincinnati, they're trying to deny civil rights protection to people who happen to be gay. And then these two American Nazis, James Dobson, boy, is he going to burn in hell for 10 eternities, isn't he? The hell he's constructed. and the Reverend Donald Wildman, both of these guys, they're going to be right down there in the slime and the spiders and the scorpions, watching their old ladies do it with a thousand demons for all of eternity. They're going to be right down there with Robertson and Falwell and the rest of these scum. Aren't they in the hell that they have so carefully constructed? Man, how do you tolerate hypocrites and liars and sneaks like these guys? I just can't do it. I can't do it. Now, last thing before the break here, and I think when we come back, we're going to move on to the topics that I would, the major topics I'd like to talk about tonight. But my senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, sent to me something. It's a quote out of Mark Crispin Miller's new book, Cruel and Unusual. And Chris writes, it is an exact mirror image of what's going on right now with CBS and Dan Rather. This is the three-line quote, three sentences from Mark Crispin Miller's new book. And if you haven't read it, get it. That's another one on my list. This is from pages 25 and 26. This is in regard to the Dan Rather, the attacks on Dan Rather. In the eyes of Bush and company, all unfriendly protest, which is to say all protest, is a subversive menace driven either by unpatriotic malice or, at best, by an ignorant sympathy with foreign evil foreigners. Those brave few who have dared to contradict or criticize Bush or Cheney publicly have, for the most part, been discredited by smears. For example, freelancer Jason Leopold's dogged exposés of the connections between Enron and Thomas White, then Secretary of the Army, were stopped cold by the insinuation floated from on high and first publicized by Bob Novak that the journalist, Jason Leopold, had actually forged the documents that he had used to prove his case. End quote. So what we're seeing, this attack, this body slam on Dan Rather by people that I'm stunned. I understand Andy Rooney came out and said something. Bob Schieffer, these are his co-workers at CBS who have been cowed by this filthy, contemptible administration. Even they are saying, well, Dan, maybe you ought to stand out there and admit that. It's astonishing, isn't it? But as Chris writes, history has this odd way of repeating itself, but typically not this quickly. Yeah, well. So Jason Leopold used forged documents, too. Of course, he didn't. I heard somebody tonight trying to compare Dan Rather to Jason Blair, the guy at the New York Times who wrote nothing but fiction and passed it off as fact. Or Janet, what was her name at the Washington Post several years ago, won a Pulitzer Prize, had to give it back because her story of the little heroin-addicted kid was not true. So already they're trying to make a comparison between Jason Blair and Dan Rather. The American Nazi Party has been had its head 4 inches up Dan Rather's rectum for God knows how long. They really hate the guy. They hate the guy. They hate Rather because he doesn't kowtow to the extent that a Peter Jennings or I'm surprised at Jennings, oh my God am I, or Tom Brokaw or the rest of these thugs will kowtow to the Bush crime family. Rather has been one of the last holdouts, and the American Nazi Party hates him for it. So what they're looking to do here is to cause Rather to resign or be fired or come out and make a public statement that, okay, I got it wrong. And if Rather does that, I'm leaving this country. If Dan Rather comes out and says, I got it wrong, I'm giving up my citizenship. Because then I will know that that this country is not worth the powder to blow it to hell. All right, quick break, and we'll be back. Do stay with us. Your phone call's coming up, too. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. I can tell by the way I feel.
Don Henley, Bonnie Raitt, Emmylou Harris, Rush. You've listened to them and many other legendary musicians for years. Now take a deeper look into the artists and their music with XM Satellite Radio's exclusive new series, Artist Confidential, where you'll hear one-on-one interviews and special performances in front of a live audience at XM. Over 130 digital channels, including 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Nader stays on the Florida ballot. Florida Supreme Court has just ruled 6-1. Ralph Nader can stay on the ballot in the state. Earlier in the week, a Florida circuit judge ordered that Nader be removed from the ballot because the Reform Party is not a legitimate party under state law. The deadline tomorrow for mailing absentee ballots overseas, and now officials can send out the ballots with Nader's name on them. Democrats had sued to keep him off the ballot, arguing the Reform Party is not a legitimate national party. The lawsuit, part of a national effort by Democrats to keep Nader off ballots in states where he could take votes away from John Kerry. In Florida, also investigating voter intimidation. The Justice Department investigating charges that Florida law enforcement officers intimidated elderly black voters during an investigation of voting fraud last spring. Sheldon Bradshaw, Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General with the Department's Civil Rights Division, said, "We are aware and we have open investigation." Civil rights groups and Democrats contended the agents' presence and behavior, including allegedly displaying their guns, intimidated the minority voters they visited. Democratic Senators Bob Graham of Florida, Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, as well as Florida's three black Democratic House members, demanded an investigation. From Florida and much of the Gulf Coast to much of the South, what was once Hurricane Ivan still causing problems. Power still out for about 2 million homes. The storm also blamed for at least 35 deaths in the U.S., 14 in Florida. American military officials say today at least 3 people killed by a U.S. jet attack in a suspected hideout of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Fallujah. Democrats trying to target their criticism of President Bush in a way that shows voters they've been hurt by administration policies on the economy in Iraq. John Edwards, in an interview today, said the bottom line is we want to make certain voters in Ohio know they've been hit like a laser by the Bush policies. The loss of 237,000 jobs, rising health care costs, and the mess we now have on the ground in Iraq. Edwards wrapped up a 2-day swing through southern Ohio, saying the stepped-up criticism of Bush policies in Iraq meant to highlight the problems, including the insurgents there, the casualty rate of American troops, and the failure to secure the borders. Edwards said, quote, "The truth is, because of George Bush, Iraq is a mess." And the mass media about to spend some quality time with the Democratic presidential candidate. Voters want to catch Democrat John Kerry in the next couple of weeks. Can maybe call in sick, stay home, and watch in their pajamas. Kerry's making the rounds of a bunch of shows. Dr. Phil, Live with Regis and Kelly, and The Late Show with David Letterman. Kerry's interview with Dr. Phil taped Saturday morning, tomorrow morning in Boston. Kerry making an effort to counter any misconceptions about his patrician image and show that he still likes the same things as other Americans: sports, family, jokes, and fast food. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Look at this one, Dad. Like new, best offer.
No, honey, that's a private owner. I'd feel better if we went to a Ford dealer for a quality check certified pre-owned Ford.
Certified?
Yep. 115 points of inspection and 6-year, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage.
Oh, we can't get that from a private owner.
Or roadside assistance and 3.9% financing.
You're right, Dad. If it's not certified, it's just used.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Laura Flanders.
Welcome, Robert Reich.
Laura, how are you tonight?
I am doing well.
John Kerry is going to be our next president.
All right. We'll see what happens.
That's true. I know. I know.
All right, good. I like
I
that
really
kind
know.
Of certainty.
At the start of 1991, I was asked on a television program, who's going to be the next president? I said, Bill Clinton. And the host said, who is that? And who would be the Bill Clinton's vice president? And I said, Al Gore. You see, Laura, I know these things.
You really are clairvoyant.
Laura Flanders on Air America Radio.
A bad vocabulary.
Six and a half past the hour. Welcome back, Truth Seekers. And once again, we want to welcome WWAA 1690 AM in Atlanta. And if you're just joining us, all our bumper music tonight is by Driving and Crying. If you are at all familiar with the Athens, Atlanta music scene, you know this group. And if you've never heard of them, well, this is Driving and Crying. Kevin Kenny is the he's the guy singing. And Iraq. We are talking about Iraq tomorrow. Tonight, the quagmire. The newest intelligence report says Iraq is on the verge of civil war. This report came out a couple of months ago, and too stupid to find his ass with both hands. That would be George Bush is still wandering around the country telling people that everything is groovy and cool in Iraq, and hey, ain't it wonderful, and democracy is just around the corner. And, of course, the sheep are applauding the spokesman for the American Nazi Party every chance they get, and they're being lied to over and over and over and over again, the lies. Meanwhile, security forces day before yesterday discovered in Iraq 3 beheaded bodies on a road north of Baghdad. Car bombs exploding all over the place, 200 people dead in non-military violence in the past 4 days. This is just explosions, terrorist attacks, bombings. You wonder how many of those attacks on, for example, the Iraqis who line up on a public street to sign up to become Iraq a policeman. Wouldn't you think there's a better way to recruit these guys? I mean, how many of these people have to be blown into bits of human flesh and bone and blood before somebody in U.S. command figures it out? Hey, maybe we shouldn't have these guys queue up like this, you know, 50, 60, 80 of them at a time. They make such a nice, soft target. What the hell is wrong? But do you ever stop and think, as I did the other day, that some of these bombings and attacks may be by the independent contractors that that are hired by Cheney or Wolfowitz or PNAC, or you know, they're given special dispensation to the U.S. military has to ignore them. The commanders in the field aren't allowed to challenge these people. And they go about killing Iraqis in order to keep the place in turmoil, so that it would be necessary to keep American troops there, so it would be necessary to impose American law and order on Iraq, so it would be easy to get the oil. Ever think about that? Because I have. I have. Now, with these reports coming in of hundreds being slaughtered, and we're still using losing a Marine or a soldier or two or three every single day, no doubt this will pull Bush further ahead of Kerry, because people like the way he's handling the war, right? So look for Bush's poll numbers to go up. The slaughter continues, and America loves the way this is going. Murder and mayhem. Every single responsible organization, whether it's domestic or foreign, everybody from Republican members of Congress now, some of them, Chuck Hagel I'm thinking of, to Kofi Annan at the UN, to Bush-appointed weapons inspectors, everybody is, and the military, our top military command, everybody is saying this has become what it was when it began, an unmitigated disaster of death and destruction. And I'll tell you something, truth seeker, I'll tell you something. Listen to me real close. You and I, in the safety of our homes and our radio program and driving the streets of Detroit or Atlanta or Petoskey or New York City or wherever, we have the blood of these innocent civilians, these kids, all over us. Can't escape. You cannot. Neither can I. I am complicit in the murder of Iraqi children. And it makes me sick. It makes me just, I don't know, I want to rip my eyes out or flail my body with thorn-studded bushes or something as penance. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? I know, yeah, you know, you think the same thing I do. Look, I can't stop this. You know, I'm one vote, I'm one person. If I try to stop it with physical violence, I'll be dead before you can say Dick Cheney. But that still does not exempt us. I'm sorry, we are collectively guilty. We are. We are. What a rotten shame that some murderous little pissant like George Bush has led all of us, everybody in this country, into collective murderous guilt. And the slaughter continues. The slaughter continues. And now this sick Dick Cheney, another incredible quote, even more controversial than vote for us or you die or whatever the hell he said. The other day, Cheney, talking about European nations and Russia and the war on terror, which would be the war on the Bush administration if you really wanted to wage a war on terror. But Cheney said, quote, "I think some have hoped that if they kept their heads down and stayed out of the line of fire, they wouldn't get hit. I think what happened in Russia now demonstrates pretty conclusively that everybody is a target. That Russia, of course, didn't support us in Iraq. They didn't get involved in sending troops there. They've gotten hit anyway." He's talking about the butchery of hundreds of children, innocent children. This is how filthy and disgusting Dick Cheney is. There is nothing he won't stand on. No slippery, bloody, rubbery corpse he won't stand on. Whether it's old people, young people, soldiers, sailors, Marines, children, or babies, this man will stand on corpses and brains and bone fragments and blood, and he will make his filthy, piggish statements. "They didn't support us in Iraq. Now look, they got hit." Ha 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 ha. The idea that if Russia had only sent troops into this slaughter, that their school children would still be alive. It's hard for me to even sit here and talk about it. It's just so painful to think that we have a vice president of the United States of America. When you think about this country's history, we have a pig in office who can make statements like this, that this is payback, that the slaughter of innocent children is payback for not sending troops into Iraq. When anybody with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk would understand that the war between Chechens and ethnic Russians goes back hundreds of years, and the slaughter perpetrated against these Chechens by Russian troops is as atrocious and vile and disgusting as the slaughter perpetrated against Russians by the Chechens. Anybody with any sense of history, any knowledge of that part of the world would understand this. But Dick Cheney once again knows that we are a grossly, abysmally ignorant population. So this pig can get out there and make a statement like that. This pig can stand on the rubbery, decaying corpses of children. He can stand amid their bone fragments and muscle parts and blood and internal organs, stand there in his jackboots and make a statement like that. That Putin and Russia are being punished because they didn't send troops to Iraq. That their children are being butchered and blown into pieces of flesh and hair and eyeballs and teeth because they didn't come into Iraq with us. How disgusting is this man? How disgusting is this man? How filthy and vile can one human being get? Now, there's no point in referencing Hitler when you talk about this monster. This guy goes way beyond anything Hitlerian. So it raises the issue when he makes a statement like that. Is Cheney intimating that the U.S. had something to do with these acts of terror as punishment for Russia's non-involvement? My senior correspondent sent me this in an email today. He said, could that be? Is Cheney hinting? You know, it kind of relates to what I said a moment ago. Are some of these bombing attacks on people queuing up to become Iraqi police officers, and they get blown into nothing but pieces of burning flesh on the streets of Iraq, is that something to do with the freelance thugs and terrorists that we've hired? Huh? We've got them. Look at this trial that happened in Afghanistan. Is that what Cheney's saying? If they can cover up what happened to us on 9/11, if they can get away with going to war with Iraq with no reason, why wouldn't they be able to pull off a terrorist attack and use Russia as a puppet? Why wouldn't they be able to send bombers and killers into a school? These people are capable of anything and everything.
When I start crying, no payoff for all my trying. To do it right, never fail. Wishing for some fairy tale. Nobody said this would be fair.
A bad vocabulary can sink you socially and professionally more quickly than bad breath. I'm Peter Bissonette, publisher of Million Dollar Vocabulary. If you fumble for the right words or use the wrong words, people make judgments about your background, your education, even your intelligence. Now, you can add hundreds of words to your vocabulary with Million Dollar Vocabulary, the cutting-edge learning system that teaches you how to lock words and their meanings into your memory so you can use them instantly and recall them for years. I can help you add hundreds of powerful words to your vocabulary, including words that are crucial for business success. It's fast, fun, and easy. You'll be amazed at the words you can use after 1 hour with Million Dollar Vocabulary.
Try Million Dollar Vocabulary risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-458-0599. 1-800-458-0599. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-458-0599.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart
and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
TheaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at TheaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call TheaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an ebook available for download via the internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. All right. I've got more Cheney stuff here, but a lot of you folks have been holding on for way too long. Let's do this. Kelly is... no, wait a minute. Who do you want me to take, Kathy? Land on one. Okay. Kelly is calling from Middle America. All right, Kelly. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. I called because I am an evangelical Christian, and I have a good friend who is an author of some standing among evangelical Christians, and I got an email from him that just reveals so much. And if you would give me the time, I'm going to read a little bit of this to you. Would that be okay?
If it's not too long, yeah, go ahead.
Well, first of all, if I were to mention his name, he would be recognized by the Christian titans like James Dobson and Jerry Falwell.
Okay.
And they would endorse him as a genuine born again Bible believing Jesus loving person.
Okay.
And this is what he writes: I am horrified at the possibility of another Bush term. I'm outraged that Karl Rove has identified the way to hijack the hearts and minds of genuinely good people who truly want to do what's right. But I know that to speak out openly would mean the end of my ministry, my livelihood, my audience. I know that my fellow Christian leaders would destroy me. They would forgive me if I had an affair. They would forgive me if I had a secret gambling addiction. They would forgive me if I led a secret double life as a homosexual, but they will never forgive me for having the wrong political opinion.
Wow.
And, you know, he goes on, you know, how neurotic does this sound? How hysterical? Surely I'm overstating the case. Surely I've blown this all out of proportion. But I know I haven't. Mm-hmm. I am saddened to know that I have to fear the cruel backlash of those who believe theologically as I do. I am saddened to know that I am afraid to speak freely. To do so would expose my family, my employees, my publishers, and numerous others to something that they don't choose.
But okay.
The failure to identify himself,
mm-hmm.
Would that nullify anything he would say? That's the quandary. But I am speaking as also a Bible-believing, Jesus-loving, evangelical Christian who is outraged at what has happened. And for so many of these really people of good minds and good hearts who just buy into this.
You know, I was brought up in an evangelical fundamental. I shouldn't say brought up. My grandmother was very much a Southern Baptist.
Uh-huh.
So there are very few people who can out-Bible me when it comes to verses or Christian doctrine or theology. And I can't think of any specific instance, but it seems to me that if anything, Jesus Christ believed in courage and strength, the dignity of the human spirit.
And to put yourself out there and risk it all.
Right, and because that's what he did.
Exactly.
And of
but
course...
Isn't it amazing that someone can be so afraid of the power of these people, these Karl Roves,
the most telling comment in that email is where he says his fellow Christians would deprive him of his ministry,
and they would forgive him for so much.
Mm-hmm.
They would forgive him for having a gambling addiction. They would forgive him for having an affair, but they can't forgive him. They won't forgive him for having the wrong political opinion. Now, what does that say about Christians? And I think that there are lots of evangelical Christians out there that if someone would take a stand and would speak out, I think we would be amazed. I'd be interested in what your listeners would say to that.
But shouldn't each individual Christian take a stand?
Absolutely.
Apparently you have.
Well, yeah, we all do, but here's the thing. Here's a person who is in a position of
mm-hmm.
some standing
mm-hmm.
within the evangelical community.
And influence, I'm sure.
And influence. And who is horrified
mm-hmm.
at the prospect of another Bush term. And yet has to think, okay, but could I be so destroyed
mm-hmm.
that I would have no more ministry?
Well, I don't know what to say, Kelly.
I know.
I mean, I'm just when I think I'm shockproof, you know, I get a call like
well,
yours.
Here's the thing. This is what has to happen. And I've encouraged this man. I have said, you know what? Perhaps this is happening because God has laid it on your heart. The time has come. And I'm really hoping he gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying that he does. And I read that email, I mean, I just thought, that's
yeah.
it.
Well, there's certainly nothing I can add to it, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening to the program. It must be...
I love you.
It must take a bit of courage if you're an evangelical Christian to listen to this show, because I usually get quite a bit carried away.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, there's a time and there's a place. There's a season.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate you checking in.
Thanks.
Now, see, that immediately raises the question for me. And I'm not trying to put any burden on Kelly, but it immediately raises the question for me is, why can't every evangelical Christian be like Kelly? Huh? You see what I'm saying? And I'm not putting any burden on her. I'm not trying to, you know, hand her a cross to bear by any, but I just mean, you know what I mean. Quick break. We'll be right back. Back to your phone calls. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Washer in the radio, traveling the engines. And everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay.
In time, time, time.
Have you written a book? Become a published author with Dorrance Publishing Company, the nation's oldest subsidy book publisher. For a free 32-page guidebook on how to have your manuscript published by a reliable subsidy publisher, phone 1-800-695-9599. Dorrance's free informative guidebook describes the subsidy publishing process and how Dorrance can publish your book in both a traditional format and as an e-book available for download via the Internet. Becoming a published author can be a unique, personally rewarding experience. Receive your free author's guide today by calling 1-800-695-9599. It contains a detailed and straightforward explanation of how Dorrance works with authors who have written manuscripts of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and children's stories. Call 1-800-695-9599 to receive your free author's guide. It's a free call, so dial 1-800, then 695-9599.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So, who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned, extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends September 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for Sears replacement windows.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Lincoln & Mercury certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous inspection of up to 141 points. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile limited warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by September 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley on Saturday for the Best of Morning Sedition. We'll get a report from the Kerry campaign on the road, live. Well, it was live when it happened, and it'll still sound live because it was at the time. Plus, we drag Air America's CEO into the studio and put him on the spot. Maybe now he'll agree to publicize our show. All that and the Morning Sedition's Sacred Cow on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Hmm.
27 before the hour. You know, Cheney has regularly attacked Kerry's so-called national security credentials. Cheney just won't stop. He's called him weak on terrorism. Like, what does that mean, right? It means nothing. But to the sheep out there, it means everything. American Nazis use the same thing that German Nazis used. The threat to the German Nazis, the threat that the German Nazis conjured up were the Jews. The Jews were allowing terrible things to happen. The American Nazis, the Democrats or the liberals, are allowing terrible things to happen. The same tactic. According to a new report, it was Cheney who actually did business with terrorist countries and who actually traveled abroad to attack America's counterterrorism efforts in the 90s when Clinton was attempting to be president with these moral midgets biting his ankles all the time. American Prospect magazine, are you familiar with that? Ever go to it's a great magazine. They have published some stuff here. For example, Cheney oversaw Halliburton's efforts to do business with Iraq and Iran in the 90s, despite American sanctions against those countries. See, people like Cheney don't have to obey the law. American Nazis do not have to obey the law. The law is there for you or for me or for him or for her, but American Nazis like Cheney do not have to obey the law. During his time as CEO of Halliburton, he oversaw Halliburton's $73 million worth of business with Saddam Hussein. Now, the liar, Cheney is a filthy, piggish liar. He said that he had imposed what he called a firm policy of not doing business with Iraq while he's doing business with Iraq. Do you understand? Details of Halliburton's business with Iran during Cheney's tenure was so egregious as being investigated by authorities, which the investigation will go nowhere. You don't investigate Cheney, not in George Bush's America, not in Cheney's America, but it's been turned over to a federal attorney, I think, in Houston. Halliburton today admits one of its subsidiaries still performs between $30 and $40 million annually in oil field service work in Iran. Right? Iran, the country that the American Zionists and PNAC and the American Nazi Party isn't. Did you ever think you would see Zionists and Nazis aligned? Huh? Working. Oh my God! This is how sick it's gotten in this country. But here Cheney is still doing his company, and he's drawn over $1 million in compensation from Halliburton. Remember, he said he had no ties to Halliburton, the lying bastard. He continues to draw a paycheck from him. I don't care what you call it; it's a paycheck. But in Iran, Cheney's company is doing $30-40 million annually in oil field service work. Can you believe it? Even as they're talking about nuking Iran. That's what these crazy psychopaths want to do. They want to drop a couple of nukes on Iran, or they want to invade Iran. That's what Cheney wants to do. And he continues to do business. He is a greedy, filthy man. Just greedy and filthy. Now, on top of evading U.S. sanctions of the laws that we have against terrorist countries, Cheney actually attacked the U.S. government. Remember what they talked about? Clinton went to Moscow and protested the war in Vietnam, which he never did. But here, Cheney, honest to God, went to Malaysia. He went to Canada. He insisted that the Clinton administration lift sanctions on Iran, despite that country being listed by the U.S. State Department, even back then, as a state sponsor of terrorism. Cheney didn't care. Cheney is a vicious, vicious man. He is a killer. He is a mass murderer. And he's a hypocrite. He does business with Libya, Iraq, Iran. Donald Rumsfeld's company back in the 90s did business with North Korea, provided them with the technology and the equipment to set up these nuclear factories that are now producing bomb-grade plutonium. When news of this gets out, Bush's ratings will probably go up because America loves this. We love this. We want death. We want destruction. We want hypocrisy. We want more blood splashed on us. We want more children blown to pieces in the Middle East. We want more dead Israelis, more dead Palestinians, more dead Iraqis, more dead Afghans. We love this. We drink blood. We eat flesh. We are vampires. This is the United States of America. We are killers. We will kill you, whoever you are. We will provide the weaponry so that you can kill each other. We want more dead Israelis, more dead Palestinians, more dead Iraqis, more dead Afghans. We want blood and death and destruction. We are America. Don't you understand that, huh, world? We drink blood. We eat flesh. We are sick. We're out of control. Now, I'm not, and you're not, truth seeker. Please don't misunderstand. It's just that you and I are complicit in this. Go ahead, turn off the radio. Huh? You can't handle that, can you?
That son of a bitch tells me one more time it's my fault. I'm never listening to his program on Air America Radio again.
Sorry. Then do something to make it stop. That's all you have to do. And you are smart enough, and I am smart enough, that we can figure out what that is. It has to be legal, it has to be peaceful, but it can be done. Cheney. He went in 1998. Cheney went to Kuala Lumpur to attack America's policies for against terrorism for being too strict. Under the headline, former U.S. Defense Secretary says Iran-Libya Sanctions Act wrong, the Malaysian news agency reported that Cheney hit out at his government and said sanctions on terrorist countries did not provide the desired results and were a bad policy. This was the greed factor. This is part of American Prospect Online, David Sirota and Jonathan Baskin. 2 years later, Cheney traveled to another country to demand America weaken restrictions on doing business with Iran's petroleum industry, despite Clinton administration warnings that Iranian oil revenues could be used to fund terrorism. Cheney said, quote, "We're kept out of Iran primarily by our own government, which has made a decision that U.S. firms should not be allowed to invest significantly in Iran. I think that's a mistake." Why is this record, Cheney's filthy, degenerate record, important in the current presidential debate in this campaign year? Because, as the authors at the American Prospect write, because as Cheney barnstorms around the country touting the Bush administration's record, his years at Halliburton indicate he's willing to put other priorities before America's national security. Even as Iran built ties to terrorists and worked to develop a nuclear weapons program, Cheney insisted corporations must do, quote, business in countries that may have policies the U.S. does not like, end quote. His reasoning, quote, the good Lord didn't see fit to put oil and gas only where there are democratic regimes friendly to the United States, end quote. What? Cheney is a man motivated by greed and blood. He is a vampire. He is greedy. He will do anything, anything. Now, as the writers at American Prospect say, as this election comes, this poses an important question to all Americans. Are we really comfortable with this person, this filthy, my words, this filthy demon, shaping U.S. policy in an age of global terror? Are we? Go to prospect.org and read it yourself. This is a man who does business with terrorist nations, who is a hypocrite, a liar, and a coward of the highest order, Dick Cheney. He is an eater of human flesh. He is a drinker of blood. He is a destroyer. It's astonishing. Julio is calling from Miami. Julio, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine.
Yo, thanks. I love the show. I'm one of the youngins. I'm at the prime age to get drafted if this bastard gets reelected, so I'm fighting that over here, trying to make sure that my mom doesn't have to go out there protesting if anything goes wrong. And Dick Cheney, he's a pirate and a grifter. And I wanted to talk to you about that poll that came out, that world poll, where basically 35 countries were polled, 35,000
people. Yeah.
Everybody feels that, you know, Bush is the wrong choice. And an analogy I want to make for that, for any Republicans out there listening, anybody can use this on your Republican friends. It's kind of like when you're like on drugs, when you're in an abusive relationship, you're in denial. Mm-hmm. It's only your friends. It's only outsiders. Those are the first to tell you that you need to make a change in your life.
Right.
And we need to take that poll serious, because basically what the world, our allies, the people we need to trade with, the people we need to borrow money from, the people we need to help us get out of this trouble, get out of Iraq, they're basically telling us Bush is the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't wake up and see that now. I mean, that's my life. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm over here in Miami in the hotbed of the Republicans. So, you know, I'm glad you're on the air. And America, y'all doing your thing. I'm just going to support it. I'm going to be out here fighting for it.
I've said this before. Come Election Day, I'm going to ask any of my neighbors if they need a ride to the polls. I hope you'll do the same, Julio. I hope you take people with you if necessary. I mean, if your people all have rides to the polls, fine. If the people in my neighborhood all have rides to the polls, fine. But if they don't, man, take them in your car, okay?
Well, actually, Mike, I'm considering voting absentee, because even the Republicans are recommending that, because they don't even trust the machines themselves.
Okay, that too. Whatever it takes. Just make sure. You know, I'm not trying to be luxury here, but I'm going to start telling everybody. Just make sure you vote, right?
We're voting.
Okay. Definitely. Julio, thank you, man. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks. I hope to hear from you again. All right, you take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Who's it there? Allows the global pillage that you seek. The blind will only shine in the light of everyone can meet me halfway singing alone. It's a long, long road that we're starting on. The people of town must gather round, but the leader must start the march.
Planet Check. The Wilderness Act turns the big 4-0.
September 3rd, 1964, President Johnson signed the Wilderness Act and endowed the National Wilderness Preservation System with its first 9 million acres.
That's Mike Matz, Executive Director for the Campaign for America's Wilderness.
That's an accomplishment that really Americans can be very proud of, because we led the world in protecting our natural heritage.
The scenic backdrops that we have saved include
the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness in Idaho. In Washington, we have Alpine Lake. In California, there's the Imperial Refuge or Golden Trout.
In the last four decades, the Wilderness Act has grown now to include 106 million acres. Go wild online.
LeaveItWild.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Charles Schwab,
founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
About 10 and a half before the hour, Timmy is calling from Miami. Timmy, welcome to the program. Yo, Timmy.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you fine.
I just wanted to bring to light a report that might have missed the radar. It's from the UPI about 17,000. It says that the casualty count should be 17,000 more than it is. I've emailed you a link to this story. Basically, in addition to the when this story was written 5 days ago, to the 1,019 dead and 7,245 wounded, that there should be an additional 16,765 because they were also medically evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I probably have not opened the email that you sent me. I get so far behind sometimes. But that makes sense. Yeah, the numbers are scrubbed. As much as the Pentagon hates the Bush administration, they are under the control. It is under the control of Donald Rumsfeld, and Rumsfeld has made it clear that the American public is not to know the blood and bone fragments and intestinal organ or internal organs that are being splashed all over Iraq, ours and theirs. Nor are we to know the casualty rate in terms of what we used to call battle fatigue or shell shock or post-traumatic stress disorder.
Ah, yeah. But as far as the post-traumatic stress disorder, it goes on to say 5,375 have come to the VA seeking mental assistance. Yeah. Mental problems, that many.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. What you were saying before about Iran, it seems that they just want to set up a situation where, as in 1984, we're at war with East Asia. No, we're at war with Eurasia.
Mm-hmm.
We're at war with Iraq. We're at war with Iran. So then none of these people who are drinking so much of the Kool-Aid will know any difference whatsoever. They will truly believe that because we're at war, because we're on the defensive, that peace is just around the corner.
I wonder how Republicans in the so-called red states, how would they react if you or I could sit them down over a cup of coffee or a line of crank, whatever they take in middle America now, and say to them, look, let me show you some documentation here. Dick Cheney has been trading, doing business, making a profit. Not just now, Halliburton, but back in the 90s when these countries were building up their ability to wage international terrorism, Dick Cheney was right there with his hand in their pockets taking their money and offering them assistance. I wonder how the red state Republicans would react to that.
Their face would turn red. They would scream like children. That's the only response that I get when I try to do something like that and show them the actual proof. I'm immediately deemed a communist or something, or I don't like capitalism, or I don't like freedom.
You're an America hater.
Right.
Yeah, you blame America first, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, stupid question on my part. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's rough. It's rough. What is the best quote? I think I've heard, I heard it on your show. Is, and I don't know where in the Bible it comes from, but there are none so blind as those who cannot see. Is that correct?
I don't know that that's a biblical quote.
Oh.
But it's, yeah, it's a it's a definite quote. That to me speaks volumes in
that
those
sums it up.
10, 12 words. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for everything you're doing, Mike.
Thanks, Timmy. I appreciate you checking in, pal. You have a good weekend. A new study, the latest report on Iraq's alleged illicit weapons program, concludes that there is no evidence that Iraq had anything or had even begun large-scale programs for weapons production by the time of the American invasion last year. Nothing. A draft report of this is this intelligence report, 1,500 pages circulating within the government. It essentially reaffirms the findings of the review completed 11 months ago by who was the guy, David Kaye, that there was nothing there. Nothing. Now, you remember before the war, of course, I don't know if we'll play it for you or not, but that thing we have where they all talk about, you know, lies, let me tell you, sweet little lies. We played that before. A couple weeks ago, we played it, no point in playing it again. But the current report reaffirms the previous findings that there's no evidence that Iraq possessed stockpiles or was attempting to reconstitute its nuclear weapons program, or that it had chemical or biological arsenals. All of this, which was the reason the Bush crime family stated for the world to go to war and start killing innocent people and putting all of our soldiers and our Marines at risk, 1,000-plus of whom have died. Way back in October of 2003, a report was issued by David Kaye, the first top American inspector. When he stepped down in January, Kaye said, "We were all wrong. On nuclear weapons, no evidence that Iraq had begun an active effort to reconstitute nuclear weapons program that it was forced to abandon in 1991. So here we have another one. Now, what did President Bunny Pants say today about this? What did Bush say about this, huh? We're up to 50-plus attacks against U.S. troops per day. The latest weapons report said there are not, never were, never could have been any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We are slaughtering women, children, non-combatants, men. We are committing some of the most egregious, heinous acts against civilian populations in the past 50 years. And what does Bush say?
Even though we haven't found the stockpiles of weapons we thought were there, I'd still made the same decision. America and the world are safer with Saddam Hussein sitting in a prison cell.
No, America is safer if your ass were sitting in a prison cell. Don't you understand that? God, doesn't... You know, the rest of the world understands that. This guy is worse than Milosevic. He's worse than Charles Taylor, the thug that ran Liberia. Kerry, you got time for the Kerry quote? No, we don't have to. All right, we'll do it coming back. Kerry was in Albuquerque, New Mexico today and gave a speech, and he was talking about the world of spin and fantasy that this administration has dumped on America and the world. And yesterday, when he was at the National Guard Conference, he said basically the same thing. The thing about the National Guard Conference, it's just unbelievable. Bush has been shown to demonstrate to be a provable liar, an absolute liar. But the people at the Guard conference responded coolly to Kerry than it had to Bush. The New York Times says the hall, which had been full on Tuesday, had scattered empty chairs on Thursday as Mr. Kerry arrived, and the group, which repeatedly interrupted Bush's speech with standing ovations and hoots of approval, offered Mr. Kerry a polite but quieter reception. At the point that Mr. Kerry said Mr. Bush had not told the convention the truth, a man shouted out, "No!" And as Mr. Kerry finished speaking, a few officers sat in their chairs, arms crossed. It's unbelievable. We'll carry on with this topic when we come back in your phone calls. Quick break here. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stay with us.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
Good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
I don't feel so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Nader stays on the Florida ballot. Florida Supreme Court has just ruled 6-1. Ralph Nader can stay on the ballot in the state. Earlier in the week, a Florida circuit judge ordered that Nader be removed from the ballot because the Reform Party is not a legitimate party under state law. The deadline tomorrow for mailing absentee ballots overseas, so now officials can send out the ballots with Nader's name on them. Democrats had sued to keep him off the ballot, arguing the Reform Party is not a legitimate national party. The lawsuit part of a national effort by Democrats to keep Nader off ballots in states where he could take votes away from John Kerry. In Florida, also investigating voter intimidation, the Justice Department investigating charges that Florida law enforcement officers intimidated elderly black voters during an investigation of voting fraud last spring. Sheldon Bradshaw, Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General with the Department's Civil Rights Division, said, "We are aware and we have open investigation." Civil rights groups and Democrats contended the agents' presence and behavior, including allegedly displaying their guns, intimidated the minority voters they visited. Democratic Senators Bob Graham of Florida, Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, as well as Florida's three black Democratic House members, demanded an investigation. From Florida and much of the Gulf Coast to much of the South, what was once Hurricane Ivan still causing problems. Power still out for about 2 million homes. The storm also blamed for at least 35 deaths in the U.S., 14 in Florida. American military officials say today at least three people killed by a U.S. jet attack on a suspected hideout of an al-Qaeda-linked group in Fallujah. Democrats tried to target their criticism of President Bush in a way that shows voters they've been hurt by administration policies on the economy in Iraq. John Edwards, in an interview today, said the bottom line is we want to make certain voters in Ohio know they've been hit like a laser by the Bush policies. The loss of 237,000 jobs, rising health care costs, and the mess we now have on the ground in Iraq. Edwards wrapped up a two-day swing through southern Ohio, saying he stepped up criticism of Bush policies in Iraq, meant to highlight the problems, including the insurgents there, the casualty rate of American troops, and the failure to secure the borders. Edwards said, quote, "The truth is, because of George Bush, Iraq is a mess." And the mass media about to spend some quality time with the Democratic presidential candidate. Voters want to catch Democrats John Kerry in the next couple of weeks. Can maybe call in sticks, stay home, and watch in their pajamas. Kerry's making the rounds of a bunch of shows. Dr. Phil, Live with Regis and Kelly, and The Late Show with David Letterman. Kerry's interview with Dr. Phil taped Saturday morning, tomorrow morning in Boston. Kerry making an effort to counter any misconceptions about his patrician image and show that he still likes the same things as other Americans: sports, family, jokes, and fast food. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through this steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley on Saturday for the Best of Morning Sedition. We'll get a report from the Kerry campaign on the road, live. Well, it was live when it happened, and it'll still sound live because it was at the time. Plus, we drag Air America's CEO into the studio and put him on the spot. Maybe now he'll agree to publicize our show. All that and the Morning Sedition's Sacred Cow on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back, or welcome to the third hour of the program, or if you're just joining us, hi, I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We are acknowledging or honoring, is that the right word, our local affiliate here in the Atlanta area, another station that has joined the Air America Radio Network, WWAA 1690 on the AM dial. And the music that we're playing tonight is All Driving and Crying. And if you're familiar with the Atlanta, Athens music scene, you know REM, you know Driving and Crying, you know the B-52s, you know yada, yada, yada. All right, phone number here is 866-303-2270. What we're talking about is what we talk about here on this program every night, the lies and deceptions by the Bush crime family. New report, a new intelligence report. how many has it been now? No weapons of mass destruction, no programs, no... So now, have you noticed what it is now? Now it's what the intent of Saddam Hussein was. First, it was the weapons, no weapons. Okay, it's the programs, no programs. Okay, it's the research, no research. Okay, it's the intent. What's left? Now we have psychics inside the Bush administration who got inside Saddam Hussein's rat-infested head and decided that the intent, somewhere, sometime, maybe, possibly down the road, to arm himself was reason to send 1,007 Americans to their deaths and tens of thousands of Iraqis to their deaths. Yeah, that was a good enough reason. And to destabilize the entire planet, that was good enough, the intent. The intent must have been there. That's what it's down to now. Now, Kerry, addressing the National Guard conference yesterday, said that Bush was living in a fantasy world of Sprint, that he's a liar, he's deceiving everybody, especially since he had spoken the day before or 2 days before to the same conference. Kerry said he's deceiving you. He's lying to you. He's lying to you. And how did the members of the National Guard Conference react? Coolly, is the way the New York Times puts it, to Kerry. There's Kerry telling them the truth. George W. Bush stands there and lies to them. Lies like the lying bastard he is. He just stands there and blatantly lies, and they applaud his lies. They give him standing ovations. Report after report, investigation after investigation proves that George Bush took this country to war based on not deceptions, not half-truths, not like Lyndon Johnson, but on absolute, fabricated, filthy lies. And these people applaud him. 4,000 guard officers sat on their padded asses while Kerry spoke. A few empty chairs on Thursday. Bush spoke on Tuesday. Kerry on Thursday. Now, back to what the Times said. At the point that Kerry said Bush had not told this convention the truth, a man shouted out, "No!" And as Mr. Kerry finished speaking, a few of these officers sat in their chairs, arms crossed. Colonel Joanne F. Sheridan of the Louisiana National Guard got up and walked out before he had finished. Colonel Sheridan said later, "Mine was a silent protest to what he was saying." What he was saying about George Bush not telling the truth on Iraq, I just don't believe that. George Bush did tell us the truth, so I guess I couldn't believe what Kerry was saying. Here he came before a military audience, but he said what he said for the media, for the television cameras, not for us, that's for sure. How stupid is this woman? How would you like to be under her command, huh? George Bush doesn't lie. He's a Christian gentleman. He stops the slaughter of fetuses. He's a Christian gentleman. He won't let the queers marry. But Kerry's a liar. Kerry's a liar. George Bush told us the truth. Weapons of mass destruction, they're there. They were there. They just moved into Syria. They dug big holes in the desert and they hid them. The weapons are there. John Kerry's a liar. I'm not going to applaud him. I'm going to walk out. He's just a dirty, filthy liberal anyway. He wants to destroy America. He wants to bring queers all into my living room and destroy my marriage. You know I'm married. Yeah, I know a lot of people think that because I'm a colonel in National Guard, I'm a bull dyke. I'm not. I'm married. And Kerry wants to destroy my marriage. Kerry wants to kill babies. He can't fool me. I'm a colonel in the Louisiana National Guard. George Bush didn't lie. Kerry lied when he says George Bush lied. The weapons are there. They always were there. And there were nuclear bombs, and he was ready to drop them. And you know what? You know what else? Saddam Hussein is the one who plotted and planned the attack on this country on September 11th. Saddam was in the airplane that got away. He made sure that we got bombed. This is all Saddam Hussein. The ignorance on the part of these people is it's monumental. I've never in my life, I can understand people being ignorant becoming not ignorant. But these stupid, stupid people, I mean, how do you sit there as a colonel in the Louisiana National Guard and every single source of information out there will tell you that there was no there there. And this woman sits there and says, well, you know, Kerry's lying. I believe George Bush. Because Christ died for our sins. And George Bush is a Christly man. So Kerry in Albuquerque today, answering the accusations from Manor Monkey and Dick of the Lamb Still Crying Clarice Cheney, that he, Kerry, has flip-flopped on Iraq. Kerry says the following.
Of all the choices that George Bush has made, the most catastrophic single choice that he has made is the mess that he has created in Iraq. And he tries to go out to Americans and say he's confused about our positions on Iraq, and he wants people to believe somehow that I have the same position that he does on Iraq. Well, let me make it clear. Mr. President, I would not have done just one thing differently in Iraq. I would have done almost everything differently in Iraq. And that's the difference in this race.
Now watch tomorrow how the Rovian bastards will seize on what he said today and say, there he goes again. There are two possible reasons there's confusion over Kerry's simple position on Iraq, if such confusion exists. It doesn't exist for me. Does it for you? One, either Bush is too stupid to understand what Kerry is saying, or two, he hopes the American people are too stupid to figure it out. It's very clear. Kerry said that based on the evidence Bush presented to Congress, he, Kerry, voted to give him authority to go to the UN Security Council for a vote on the use of force in Iraq. Now, everybody knows the evidence Bush and his murderous, blood-drenched thugs presented to Congress was a lie. And Bush didn't allow the UN Security Council to vote before his invasion. That's why Kerry said the invasion was wrong. There's no flip-flopping. What is hard about this? Nothing. But because Karl Rove and Ed Gillespie and the Republican American Nazis that run this country and run our Congress, because they know one thing and they know it for certain, we are an ignorant people. We are a grossly ignorant population. We are docile. We have been terrified now, just like the Germans with the Reichstag fire. The Jews are everywhere. The Jews are going to destroy us. The Jews are going to get our children. Did I say Jews? Oh, I'm sorry. The terrorists are going to destroy us. The terrorists are everywhere. The terrorists, Jews, the Jews, the terrorists. They're going to eat our children. The terrorists, the Jews, the terrorists, the Democrats, the terrorists, the Jews, the terrorists, the terrorists, the Democrats, the liberals, the terrorists, the liberals, the Jews, the terrorists, the liberals, 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 the liberals. You see how this works.
Like a broken heart and all apart and everything between. I was all the food and in the soup and on the silver screen. Rocking hot for days, living inside my dream. Been broken heart and all apart.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Whether you're looking for the best flashlights, radios, and antennas, we've got them at Sea Crane Company. Hi, this is Bob. And that's just a sample of some of the great items you'll find in the Sea Crane catalog. We're constantly searching for new, impressive products, and only the best things we find make it into our catalog. Like the best kitchen knives you can get for the money, and the finest set of pruners we've ever seen. The list goes on and on. And oh yeah, we've got the best solar lights, LED lamps, and shortwave radios, rain gauges, telescopes, barometers, pillow speakers.
Bob could go on and on. That's because the Sea Crane catalog is filled with so many incredibly fun and useful things. But take a look for yourself by calling for the free Sea Crane catalog at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or go to the web at ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Niecy was born in Brownfield, Texas in 1971. Tall and lean, young Niecy would put on makeup, dress up in a skirt, sweater, and sneakers, and do cheers as her brothers played basketball outside the house. By the time Niecy reached high school, she realized that she wanted to participate in sports rather than continue to cheer from the sidelines. When Niecy entered Texas Tech University in the early 90s, she had grown to a remarkable 6-foot stature and had developed into a basketball superstar. And in 1996, she won the gold medal as a member of the United States Olympic team. Voted most valuable player by the Women's National Basketball Association and the first woman to ever have her name attached to a commercial basketball shoe, Cheryl Niecy Swoops plays world-class basketball today for the Houston Comets.
Empowering America is sponsored by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible by the generous support of AT&T, caring for the communities where we live and work.
Rights in order to form a more perfect union, find that we find the common ground of absolutely nothing in common at all.
Get used to it, the innocent.
Twenty-one past the hour. 4,000 National Guard people sitting there, guard officers, responding to Kerry as if he had just walked in and dropped his pants and relieved himself on the stage. But when Bush was there, I don't know. Consider some of the headlines of major newspapers that appeared on the front pages on Wednesday alone. Okay, you ready? Wall Street Journal. Rebel attacks reveal new cooperation. Officials fear recent rise in Baghdad violence stems from growing coordination within that country. Baltimore Sun. In Iraq, chance for credible vote is slipping away. Philadelphia Inquirer. Outlook. The growing insurgency could doom U.S. plans for Iraq, analysts say. Washington Post. U.S. plans to divert Iraq money. Attacks prompt requests to move reconstruction funds to security forces. And then yesterday, USA Today. Insurgents in Iraq appear more powerful than ever. New York Times. U.S. intelligence shows pessimism on Iraq's future. Civil war called possible. The tone of the report differs from public statements. And then, of course, the conclusion of the latest Newsweek magazine's Iraq feature titled, It's Worse Than You Think. But when Bush was at the National Guard convention Tuesday, he said, our strategy is succeeding. Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, who is a Vietnam vet, said all this talk that about the situation is in Iraq, referring to Iraq, he said it's beyond pitiful, it's beyond embarrassing, it is now in the zone of dangerous. He's talking not about Iraq, he's talking about the Bush crime family's claims about Iraq. Chuck Hagel, Republican. It's beyond pitiful. It's beyond embarrassing. It is now in the zone of dangerous. That's a Republican combat veteran. Well, Hagel, why don't you get out of this filthy party that you're a part of and become a real human being again? You know, all Republicans are bastards. Even you, Chuck. Sorry, it's the truth. So you speak the truth once in a while. A stop clock is right twice a day. Big deal. Chuck, why don't you and John McCain and some of you other Republicans, why don't you go to the Oval Office and tell George W. Bush and Dick Murderer Cheney that the gig is up? It's time to go home. Why don't you do what responsible Republicans did to Dick Nixon? No, you won't do it because you're another Republican coward, and I don't care what your record was in Vietnam, Chuck Hagel. If you were a man, Senator, you'd bring an end to this crap. And only Republicans can do it. Ah, screw y'all. All right, where are we? Bill is calling from Alabama. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for holding on.
Right. You was talking about that Moulton story about the lady in Moulton. That's about 30 minutes away from me, the lady that lost her job because of a Curie sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm working very hard to get Air America on in our conservative state here. So bear with me. Hopefully in a month or so you'll be broadcasting on the airways in Alabama. And but I do want to talk to you just a little bit. I have a friend that lives next door to me, conservatives. His son is in the Marine Corps. They're voting for Kerry.
Well, that's good. have they told you why?
Yes, sir. Their son's only allowed to say so much, and they say they have to read between the lines. He gets mad because the National Guard gets a lot of attention, more so than the Marines. He said there's more Marines fighting over here. He said our National Guard is like the water boys over here. He said, he said, I'm not trying to be mean or ugly, but he said, you know, we the Marines do not get the credit like the Marines did in Vietnam. That's how you used to hear it was. The Marine Corps was doing the fighting in Nam. You know, of course, back, you know, our National Guard has changed since then because in the Vietnam days, the National Guard was sort of a, and I don't mean this mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I think you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, they did. They weren't active. They weren't sent, very few, I think a couple were, but they weren't sent to go fight in the jungles of Southeast Asia.
No, they were more or less patrolling the civil rights situation at that time, you know, in colleges and the protesters.
Well, yeah, that's true. If they were doing that, but for the most part, the National Guard, that's where you went to avoid service. That's what George avoid active duty. That's where George
right.
Bush went. That's where so many politicians' sons went.
Right.
Because they knew it was safe. They wouldn't be called up. Whereas now, and I'm sure there are websites, there's a website somewhere that lists the breakdown of how many, this is very macabre, but how many Marines have been killed, how many regular Army folks have been killed, how many reservists and how many National Guardsmen have been killed in Bush's filthy, degenerate battle with his father. So I don't know.
Well, see, the thing is, now, as far as media attention, he has brought that up, and he says, you know, they're monitored as far as the media over there as to what they can show and what they can, you know, put on camera. Nothing like Vietnam. I mean, in Vietnam you saw soldiers torn all to bits on NBC. ABC.
Well, the Bush crime family, every member of the Bush crime family, not only are they filthy liars, but they are terrified of the truth. That's the only thing that frightens them. It's not blood. It's not death. As long as it's somebody else's blood and other people's children who go die, that doesn't scare them at all. Destabilizing the world, no problem. Using tactical nukes, hey, we'll do it in the morning and you know, have a steak dinner for supper that night. What they are afraid of, all of them, they are terrified because they are lying cockroaches. They are afraid of the truth, and that's the reason they control media over there. Hey, listen, Bill, I got to leave you there, pal. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. I hope you call again, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
No blue. I'm giving you fair warning. I'm so far behind. I'm actually ahead.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house at somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull divine Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
Air America Radio is the most trusted name in news.
Oh, can use that as a promo.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
I cannot trust any mainstream media.
We're with
the
you.
Only media I trust is Air America.
Okay, another promo. Appreciate it.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
Sick bastard. Sidney Blumenthal, yeah, that's Sidney Blumenthal, writing for The Guardian yesterday under the heading Far Graver Than Vietnam, points out that most senior U.S. military officers now believe that the war on Iraq has turned into a disaster on an unprecedented scale. Think about that for a second. Blumenthal wrote, "Bring them on," Bush challenged in July last year. Since then, 812 American soldiers have been killed, almost 7,000 wounded, according to the Pentagon. And almost every day, this slug speaks with bravado about how he's winning in Iraq. Our strategy is succeeding. But according to the U.S. military's leading strategists, and prominent retired generals, Bush's war is already lost. Now, it's retired generals, because if these were active generals, they could be fired. Remember Truman and MacArthur. Retired General William Odom, who's the former head of the National Security Agency, the NSA, okay, says, quote, "Bush hasn't found the weapons. Al-Qaeda, it's worse. He's lost on that front. He thinks he's going to achieve a democracy there. That goal is lost, too. It's lost." The general adds, "Right now, the course we're on, we're achieving bin Laden's ends." Well, yes, of course. Bin Laden, Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, the Saudi royal family, they are business partners, for Christ's sake. Dead people? Who cares? Retired General Joseph Hoare, the former Marine Commandant and head of the U.S. Central Command, says, quote, "The idea that this is going to go away, what these guys planned, is ludicrous. There are no good options," General Hoare says. "We're conducting a campaign as though it were being conducted in Iowa. It's so unrealistic for anyone who knows that part of the world. The priorities are just all wrong." Want more? Jeffrey Record, professor of strategy at the Air War College, quote, "I see no ray of light on the horizon at all. The worst case has become true. There's no analogy whatsoever between the situation in Iraq and the advantage we had after the Second World War in Germany and Japan." W. Andrew Terrell, professor at the Army War College Strategic Studies Institute and the top expert there on Iraq, quote, "I don't think that you can kill the insurgency." And according to Terrell, the anti-U.S. insurgency, centered in the Sunni Triangle and holding several cities and towns, including Fallujah, is expanding and becoming more capable as a consequence of Bush's policies. Record says, "I see no exit. We've been down this road before. It's called Vietnamization, the idea that we're going to have an Iraqi force trained to defeat an enemy we can't defeat stretches the imagination." Jesus. And Bush stands out there in front of people who should know better, National Guard officers, and lies. And when Kerry comes out to speak the truth, they get up and walk out? General Odom again, former head of the National Security Agency. Quote, "This is far graver than Vietnam." Oh, my God. "This is far graver than Vietnam. There wasn't as much at stake strategically there, though in both cases we mindlessly went ahead with the war that was not constructed for U.S. aims. But now we're in a region far more volatile, and we're in much worse shape with our allies." End quote. Former head of the National Security Agency, "This is far graver than Vietnam." Jesus. And General Hoare believes from the information he has received that, quote, a decision has been made to attack Fallujah after the first Tuesday in November. That's the cynical part of it, General Hoare says. After the election, the signs are all there. You know what's going to happen when we attack Fallujah? The death and destruction. There will be a couple of hundred Marine and Army deaths. There will be hundreds upon hundreds of civilian deaths. And then General Odom remarked that the tension between the Bush administration and the senior military officers over Iraq was worse than any he has ever seen with any previous government, including Vietnam. Any previous U.S. government, including Vietnam. He says, quote, General Odom, who's General Odom? Former head of the National Security Agency. He says, quote, I've never seen it so bad between the office of the Secretary of Defense and the military. Think about that sentence, truth seeker. Then he goes on to say there's a significant majority believing this is a disaster. The two parties whose interests have been advanced have been the Iranians and Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden could argue with some cogency that our going into Iraq was the equivalent of the Germans going to Stalingrad. They defeated themselves by pouring more in there. Tragic. End quote. These retired generals and military strategists are talking about us, for Christ's sake. They're talking about what the Bush crime family has done. That's what they're talking about. And George W. Bush gets out in front of the National Guard Association and he says, we're winning a war. We're winning a war. Uncle Dick tells me we're winning a war, and democracy is coming. And I'm real ballsy and macho. And bring them on. Where's the aircraft carrier? Hey, look down here where the harness of my parachute wraps around my testicles. Isn't that neat? I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this ad. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this slaughter. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this lying, miserable, murderous war. I'm George W. Bush, and my stamp of approval is on every single coffin that comes back to this country. It's on every maimed and butchered and brutalized dead child on the streets of all these godforsaken cities in Iraq. I can't even pronounce their names. My stamp of approval is on every blown off arm, every decapitated body, every beheading that occurs. Every single vile, atrocious act has my stamp of approval. I'm George W. Bush. Bring them on. Filthy, 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 treasonous traitor. And it's my fault. It's my fault. Me, Mike Malloy. And yours. Sorry, but it is. It's not... we didn't cause this. Or did we? Huh? During December of 2000, what did you and I do? Oh, I got on the radio and bitched and screamed and yelled and pounded the desk and shrieked about the unfairness of it all and the brown shirts and the thugs and, oh, my God, fascism is coming to America. Look what they're doing. The recount. Al Gore, please stand up. Hey, what's going on? That's what I did. I sat on my ass and talked about it. What did you do? And what am I doing now? Well, Malloy, it looks like you're doing about the same thing. And so this blood, these tears, this death, this destruction, it's all over me. And, you know, I like you. I have a lot of friends who just go about their business. They say, hey, you know, I didn't cause this. I didn't do this. And, you know, I voted for Gore or I didn't vote, you know, screw them. Or I voted for Nader or whatever. I have nothing to do with the system. Oh, they're all corrupt. I don't care. Yeah, you know, I have a lot of friends who just go about their business. It's just, they don't even say that. It's just, hey, what's happening? Hey, man, well, I had a video shoot the other day. Oh, did you really? How'd it go? Oh, it was great, man. You know, hey, yeah, my kid got her first shots the other day. Scream, you know. Hey, I'm thinking about buying an SUV, but I'm going to wait for one of those Fords, you know, the hybrid, you know, because I'm just sick of polluting the atmosphere. I can't do this anymore. And, you know, just that kind of conversation, just normal conversation. Well, I got a PTA meeting tomorrow night. You want to? Oh, that's right. You work at night, Malloy. You know. Like nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. According to the Bush crime family, we're at war for the very soul of civilization, for God's sake. And none of us are doing anything about it. Huh? Except the National Guard and the reservists who are being called up to go die and kill and slaughter people and blow stuff up. Shoot now, ask questions later. We don't care. We don't give a damn. We're America. We can do anything we want. You get in our way, we'll stomp on you. You don't come over and help us, and there's an attack in your country, like the Chechens attacking Russia and butchering 200, 300 school children. Oh, hell yeah, you know where that is. Yeah, that's because you didn't come over here to Iraq with us, Putin. Rasputin, you mad monk. You didn't come with us and slaughter Iraqi children like we're doing. So yours get slaughtered. See how that works? We're America. We will stomp on and crush any damn body we please. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this ad. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this slaughter and this butchery and this murder. I'm George W. Bush, and I will lie to you because you are stupid enough to suck it up, America. But I'm a Christly man. Jesus is my personal philosopher. I said that 4 years ago. And you stupid Christians out there, you bought it. Huh? Didn't you buy it? I don't give a damn about abortion. I could slaughter 1,000 children, 1,000, 10,000 fetuses if I thought I could discover oil under the pile of their dead little twisted collections of cells. I don't care. Queers getting married? Ah, come on, stop. Dick Cheney's daughter's a queer. I don't care. But I will say that stuff because you stupid asses in the red states buy it every single time. Don't you? Huh? We still talk about the liberal media around here. And you morons still eat it up. Don't you? Huh? I'm going to kill more of them tomorrow. You know why? Because my ratings will go up. I got to beat John Kerry. You know how I beat John Kerry? Just keep killing people. Just keep slaughtering people. You know why that works? Because you're stupid, America. You're stupid. That's why it works. And the joke is on you.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Until recently, men have had only 2 options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Hey, thanks to the crew that put the program together tonight. Engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and resident rock star Jason Isaac. The fabulous Linda Blake answered your calls. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Ben Birch archives the program at whiterosesociety.org. And overseeing all of it is she who must be obeyed, Kathy Bay, who is our executive producer here in Atlanta. And thanks to everybody. Okay, Barry is calling from Plano, Texas. Barry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. A little discouraged, but trying to stay upbeat. You never know what's going to happen. I'm down here in the vast, and I mean vast, Republican wasteland of Plano, Texas. It's a disturbing place to live. I have 2 quick things to say.
Okay.
One, we keep talking about weapons of mass destruction and bad intelligence. We knew, I knew, you probably knew, and certainly the Bush administration knew there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
The real story is why we wanted war on Iraq, what it meant, who wanted it, and what they want beyond Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about that. Of course, the media doesn't talk about it.
Right.
And, of course, they're doing a great disservice, and they do many great disservices, and it's really disturbing because the focus is all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we're gonna change that. I don't know that we can. Secondly, you said, what can you do? What can I do? Well, here's what I'm going to do to try and change a mind or two if I can. Today on one of the websites, there was a thing to be printed out about the impending draft that might happen if Bush is reelected. I'm going to print those out and take them up to the local community college and walk into the student center, the cafeteria, whatever, find a bulletin board or two and post those things up there.
Great idea.
Another thing, my neighborhood is littered with yard signs, Bush Cheney yard signs. One day my neighborhood is going to wake up, and every yard sign in this neighborhood won't say Bush Cheney anymore. They'll be those yard signs will be covered with a sign that says, among other things, real Christians would bomb children, four more wars.
Bush Cheney.
Who would Jesus torture? I'm going to walk my neighborhood in the middle of the night and do that to those yard signs one night between now and the election.
Hey, if you have time, put one up that says Bush Satan 2004.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, that's my plan, and if I can change a mind or two down here, well, I'll have done more than most.
Good luck, Barry, and thanks a lot for checking in, pal.
Well, thanks, and keep up the good work, Mike.
All right, sir. You take care. Laura is calling from Bayport, New York.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Laura?
I'm good, thanks. You know, it's funny that the last caller from Texas brought up something that, which is basically the topic that I wanted to talk about that nobody has been speaking about, because once the actual full-throated campaign starts, anything that might be negative towards something that nobody would be positive about gets kind of pushed to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Bush blatantly said that if he gets reelected, or elected for the first time, really, because technically Clinton's mm-hmm. still president, that he's going to reinstate the draft, no questions asked. And that has just not come up since, I think, February or March. And everybody keeps ignoring that fact that Bush absolutely plans to reinstate the draft, when my best friend's daughter, who has now been in Iraq for the last 6 months, she's gotten very into doing the family readiness stuff, and we've been sending boxes to them to help them out, because, you know, when Bush passed the bill to, you know, spend the money on Iraq, he forgot to do things like provide them with the necessities to eat and toiletries and body armor and all those things.
Yeah.
One of the things that he said was that recruitment has never been higher. Since the Gulf War 12 years ago, recruitment has been so high. They don't notice there's no ads, there's a tenth of the ads out there that used to be, because there's so many people that have been enlisting that want to serve their country, that they have a backlog of people. And if you go to enlist today, it could take you 6 months before you even get into basic training, because they have such a glut of people that are willing to be in the armed services. Not that they all want to be combat people, but they are willing to be part of the armed services. And Kerry's idea of, we don't need to instill a draft, we just have to realign our troops and get people from the rest of the countries around the world to agree to be our allies again, because we've alienated every country that mm-hmm. this coalition of just, what is it, us and like 12 people from Italy that are in Iraq now?
Yeah, that's about it.
You know, and once Kerry gets elected, for real, we can actually get those allies back, and all we have to do is realign our troops, because we've got so many people overseas in places that there is no Cold War anymore, and we don't need the amount of people in these bases that we could realign, and we don't need a draft. And everybody's forgetting that, like this gentleman said, he's going to do it. It's not a maybe. He's going
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm.
And do these people, unless, of course, they, by voting for Bush, they become one of his wealthy friends, so that they don't have to worry that their kids are going to be, they'll be able to, you know, get out of it just like he did in 72?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this, you know. I come in here every night with questions. I have no answers. My head is like porridge. My brain is just like world peas. And, I don't know, Laura. I don't know what to think anymore. I just struggle to find some sanity in all this. But I think you're absolutely right. Bush has stated this. It is going to happen. When the people in the red states are required to give up their sons and their daughters this time, I'm sure.
I don't think he's going to just keep it, man, like it was back 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, when you're required to give up your son to go die for something that is just an absolute farce that has no basis in reality. You know, Kerry asked it a long time ago. How do you ask someone to be the last person to die for a mistake? And every one of our young men and women that are dying over in Iraq are dying because of what Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld have done, and because their total lack of respect for human life. It's really appalling. Hey, listen, Laura, I have to leave it there. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate it. I hope to hear from you again, okay? You take care. We're just about out of time, aren't we? It is Friday night, right? Yeah, it is. It's pretty late, and I hate to do this late at night, but I'm going to go home and pour a stiff one, Catherine. Some Jack Black. I'm going to leave the Coca-Cola out. I'm just going to be Jack Black over the rocks, a little splash of some of that well water that we have out there. See what happens, right? Thanks a lot for tuning in this week, folks. We'll be back Monday if there's no more hurricanes come roaring through and our power stays on, which I think will be the case. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Y'all take care, all right? Do take care. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
America News, I'm Noam Layden. The remnants of Ivan continue to cause major problems with rain and tornadoes, WeatherBug meteorologist Joe Bartosik reports.
The Appalachian Mountains and the stalled frontal boundary are wringing out Ivan's deep tropical moisture in the form of heavy rains up and down the mountain chain. A dangerous flooding situation is occurring right now in Pittsburgh after 3 to 5 inches of rain caused already high rivers and creeks to overflow their banks. Unfortunately, another 2 to 4 inches may fall tonight, further aggravating the flooding situation. Flood warnings have been issued for portions of 8 other states. Tornadoes continue to be a threat across Maryland, Virginia, the nation's capital, and North Carolina this evening. Already 13 confirmed tornado reports on top of the 20 twisters observed yesterday. Elsewhere in the tropics, Jean is weakened to a tropical depression but could regain strength as she crosses the Bahamas over the weekend, and Carl is nearing hurricane strength over the open waters of the Atlantic, but fortunately is not expected to be a threat to land. I'm WeatherBug meteorologist Joe Bartosik reporting.
Several documents dealing with President Bush's military record have been released by the Pentagon. Among the documents is a letter from his father, George H.W. Bush, who was a Texas congressman at the time. The letter dated September 11, 1968, and thanks an Air Force general for, quote, taking interest in a brand new Air Force trainee. The younger Bush later transferred to the Alabama National Guard. The documents fail to answer with certainty the question of whether the president finished his service with the Guard. Vice President Dick Cheney's visit to Oregon was greeted by Republican fans.